beginning Masechet Nazir. A Masechet has been dedicated for the complete Refuah Shel Imam Moshe Ben Dina, Regne Hasidav Yishmor, Refuato Kerubah Labo, Vechen Yirasom Ben Omar. Amen.
He doesn't say which city, he doesn't say which lady, he just says, go and mikadesh me a lady. Asur Bechol HaNashim Sheba Olam.
Met HaShaliach.
Right. That's the
two keywords.
And the Shaliyah died. So this person is forbidden basically with every lady in the world for the reason. Hazakah Shaliyah Ose Shlichuto. We assume that the Shaliyah executed his job. V'chivan delo parish le, since he didn't tell him explicitly who was the girl, and he didn't get confirmation who the girl was. Halo yada heinihu kadish. So we don't know who he was. Mekadesh. Kadishle. And therefore, basically, we're worried that anybody he subsequently marries might be a forbidden relative to his real wife. Understand? He might be marrying the sister. He might be marrying the mother. He might be marrying his mother-in-law, for all we know. And therefore, he becomes asur
to the world.
Wow. They use this Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Berabba was the rabbi of Maran, when it says, V'lavan bikesh la'akor et hakol. Where do you see Lavan bikesh la'akor et hakol? By trying to kill Eliezer. By killing Eliezer, who's the Shaliach Avraham, Yitzhak then becomes forbidden.
Wow.
According to this Gemara, at least to a certain degree, to most ladies, nobody. Because you don't know, you can't marry anybody, and there goes Klai Yisrael. So he uses that. As a
what happened to Rov in this case again?
The Gemara is going to deal with it.
Okay.
Coming up. So the Gemara comes along and says, "Eti ber shlakish to Rabbi Yohanan. Kan setuma." I didn't think we get to Masechet Kinin, but we got there. Kan setuma. You know, when a lady has to bring her birds, so after she gives birth, so one is a hatat, and one is a ola. And the Ola's blood is sprinkled above the Huta Sikra, the line of demarcation on the Mizbeah, and the Hatat is sprinkled on the bottom. V'simanach Ola lema'ala, the ayin. So you remember, which is above the Sikra and which is below. Ola lema'ala,
the
ayin.
It's the birdie fly.
That's right. Well, they're both birds.
No. Oh, sorry. Because the hatat is
below.
Below the be'emah is below. Right. So the bird goes above.
Bird is above.
That's one of
the two birds. That's yeah, the ola. Which two?
Okay, fine.
Ola lema'ala.
Right. But the ola of a animal is lamata.
Lamata, because it's an animal.
That's
the other part B of that. Okay, that's compliments of Dr. David Pinhas that gave me that remez of lema'ala. It's an eye doctor. Huh? that's a real guy. That's a real guy. Good guy. Kan setuma. Okay, so what does it say regarding the kanim? Kan setuma. So a guy was mafrish a kan setuma, meaning two birds. He didn't designate which one is the hatat, which one is the ola. Stam. Sheparha gozal echat mehem la'avira olam. And one of the birds flew away. Okay. O sheparha leben Hataot hametot, or it flew amongst a bunch of birds that are hataot, that the law is hataot hametot, certain hataot that say the owner dies or there becomes a blemish or temura. There's different examples where the hatat has to be put to death, or this bird jumped into that pile, or shemet echad mehem, or one of the birds just died. Yikach zug lesheni. Okay, no problem. Take another one. So you're missing a bird. No problem. Take the bird and take another one. This time anyway. So you didn't designate it which is what. And therefore, now you're complete. So what's the diuk we make? V'ilu kan mefureshet. Kan mefuresh would mean, you said this is the ola and this is the hatat. En lo takana. Which means now what happens. Now let's say the same thing. One of the birds flies away. You don't know if it's the hatat, and you don't know if it's the ola. So therefore, you can't fix it, because when you're going to take a second bird, what's the second bird going to be? Are you replacing the ola, or are you replacing the hatat? You don't know. So it sounds like you would have to take a whole new set. Now hold it. How can you take a whole new set? Maybe the bird that flew away is from the new set. Just like you said by the Kiddushin case, that maybe this lady is a relative of the girl that you were Mekadesh. You have to hoshit that this lady is Asur. So maybe this bird that you take in your new set is actually the original bird, and you're bringing it now with the wrong kavanah. If all things are equal, then... So he says, Ve'ilu she'ar kinim be'alma mitaknan. It sounds like that other sets will be okay. Tanat Gemara says, Ve'amai, lema kol hada be'halda dilma hayninu. Maybe each bird that you take is the missing bird. Amen. And the missing bird is the problem bird. Just like you said, each girl that this guy's going to marry subsequently is Asur. So he didn't like that question. Who was asking against who? This is the Shtakish asking Rabbi Yohanan. So Rabbi Yohanan says back, Amar le, ka'amina ana isha delo naida, ve'amart li at isura denayid. A lady is fixed. And we have a law that whenever you have a situation of a safek that is fixed, because the lady's where, the lady's in a fixed place. So we say kol kavua kemehsa al mehsa dam. So therefore kol kavua kemehsa al mehsa, so it's 50-50, so you got a problem.
You can't rely on it all.
But over here we're talking about birds. So therefore, kol de parish, mirubaka parish, because the birds are flying all over the place. So therefore, they're not kavua in one place. So your safek is on something that was parish. The bird moved. So there was the meat that left the store. So therefore, the meat that left the store, we say kol de parish, mirubaka parish, just left its dove coat, right? It's flying around the world now. Right. When you find it, you say, where is it coming from? Is it coming from the one that was asur or the one that was mutar? I said, it comes from the rov. Rov birds are permissible. So the Gemara says, well, v'chi tema, who told you over here that in the case of the lady that she was kavua? Hacha nameh nayid. The lady also was nayid. Why? Imur b'shuka ashkach v'kadish. Maybe you found her in the shuk. Which means the second lady you found in the shuk. And if you find the second lady in the shuk, so therefore you say, kol de parish, she left the house, mirubaka parish. And that all the ladies in the world are not asurah to the first one. So therefore, maybe you found the second lady in the shuk, and therefore you could follow the law of Rob, and Rob would make it permissible. Basically, the lady in the shuk is like the bird. She left her...
Maybe talking about the first lady, because the first lady, we don't know.
No, first lady, we know. First lady was in the house, let's say. First lady was in the house, let's say. But it doesn't matter, first lady. The first lady creates a sefik on all the other ladies. We're dealing with the second lady, the Yisud. The first lady is not Yisud. We don't know who the first lady is. The second lady is the Yisud one.
Her sister, her...
Exactly.
Her,
the parish, the piece of meat over there that's Yisud is the...
Right.
So the Gemara comes along and answers, "Hatam hadra denichuta gabekan mi hadra," which means, even so, she's still considered a kavua because eventually she's going to go back home. But she ain't, because the lady, she lives in the shuk. Eventually, she's going to go back home.
A bird doesn't go to the nest.
No, a bird. That's the Gemara's question. Kan mi hadra? The bird is just going to continue. So let's read the Ra'ah. Let's read the Meir Faresh over here. Let's start over here. All the way down. Amar le. You see what it says? Like almost the first. Amar le. Amin alach ana isha delo naida. Look at this. Why is the lady doesn't move? She's covered. Dechol kevuda bat melech penima. Lady doesn't move because only because of new reasons.
Sarah.
It's amazing, huh? Ve'o'il de kiviya habile ke mersa al mersa ve'asur ve'at motifli me'isura denayid tika lemema dehatam bedinu de l'shtiru mishum de'it beta'ama dechol de perish medubat tera perish, like we said by the bird, that's the birds. Ve'chi tema gabe isha na me'imur Hai baal ashkechela hi iteta b'shuka denaida. Maybe the husband found his second wife that he wants to marry. He found her in the shuk, and the shuk people are moving. Dechod de parish miruba parish. Akati lo dami. It's still not similar. Why? The ilu iteta hadra nichuta. The kevan da ilal lebeta havi lekivuya. So now we're learning a new inyan of kiviyut. The bottom line, the meat is never going to get back to the shop, but the lady is going to get back to her house. So therefore, she's considered basically a kavua. Aval kan leolam havya leisura denaida. I guess it's always moving, and I guess for some reason it's not going back to the dubko. So, but let's just stop at this point for a second, and let's regroup, because there's a lot of commentary here that needs to be discussed. Just 14. What did the Gemara want to say? The Gemara wanted to say, let it be Rov, and we're saying it's not Rov, it's a Kavuyut, the second lady. And she's a Kavua, we have a rule called Kavua, Kemehsa or Mehsa Dami. And therefore, it's 50-50, and if it's just 50-50, you have to be Mahmir, and you're not going to be able to marry her because she might be a relative of someone. So he says like this. I'm reading a note of it, which is very important. Ulam nefi sevara zu tetze lechaura tema gedola. Mekevan sha'isha shekidsha ha'shaliya kevu'ahi v'chol kavu'a kemersa al mersa dami.
Which is the first lady now.
Yeah. The first lady is a kavu'a, right? She's right. And that's mersa al mersa. Hare legabe kol isha v'isha ba'olam yesh safek ha'shakul mersa al mersa.
Nobody can get married.
Shema he zot shenit kadsha al yedei shaliyah ba'asura hi al kol sh'ar ha'olam kedin eshet ish. I mean, that'll solve the shit of crisis. So now,
exasperated.
Nothing to worry about. Don't get married. So now the issue is, because if you hold, we're always looking at the one guy, but you forgot that there's a world over here. There is a world besides this guy. We're always looking, how is this Kiddushin, the Shadon, is going to impact the Uven, who's the Mishalayah. Okay, put it on the side. This lady over here is a Kavua, and she's Sefik, every lady that was Sefik married, basically. So every lady, how could somebody else marry them? Maybe you're the lady that was married to the Uven.
Why can't we just trust her that she's not married?
Oh, that's one of the answers. We have to ask her. But without asking, that's the question of Tosfotim over here. Why does that impact everybody else? So well, that's a new Lavan Bikesh Lakor Takol, the whole world. He was no God. Baruch Atah Adonai, Elohim Shekol Baruch. So that's the question. Tosfot Masechet Gittin, good raid over here, and Samech Dalet, Mitarsim, Shene Emenet Isha Lomar. Your answer. No, you're a lady. I'm married. I thought you said you're married. I know you're married already. I'm married. I was mistaken. Shene'emenet isha lomar b'sh'at kedushin shelo nitkadsha lachem. She's believed to say, nobody ever married me before. And then she's off the hook. Ki en anu hosheshim lelo kol siba. Why should we hoshesh? Shetazid isha b'tetkadsha. She's going to on purpose get married to somebody else to be eshet ish. She's not believed to her relatives.
A sister, her mother-in-law, this.
So exactly. She's not believed to say, my mother-in-law never got married, or my sister. She's believed for herself, but she's not believed for anybody else. How does she know? She doesn't know for sure. The Kiddushin is doing these two witnesses in the back alley. Yeter al ken, af im kol echad mekerobot ha'isha ta'id shelo hi nitkadsha al yedei ha'shaliach, which means, and even if all of the relatives are going to say, so therefore, now let's go back to the Uven. The Uven's going to come along and say to this lady over here, I want to make Kaddish. She goes, I was never Mikudash. Okay, she didn't admit it. I mean, now let the Uven go to every relative of this G and make a thing also. And so are they believed? Are the relatives Ne'eman Legabe?
It wasn't me.
To allow
her to get married, which is he goes to Sarah,
might be believed,
and Sarah says, "No, I'm Hadayam Kodesh. Were you ever married before? Was never married before. So Sarah's Ne'emin. Now let Uven survey the rest of the family. Is the rest of the family Ne'emanim to say, we were never married, to allow you to marry Sarah?
It's once they're removed.
Right. Go interview all of her.
Go
relatives.
Interview all the relatives. So now what's the ne'emanut of them? So the Tosfot says, Yeter al ken af im kol achat mikrobot ha'isha ta'id shelo hi nitkadsha ayde shaliach enam ne'emanet latira lemeshaliach. Mishum shebe'edut be'enye ishut en ed echad ne'eman machmat taklal en davar she'erba pachot mishnayim. However,
for herself,
she's named because why would she ask amigo? Why would she? Why would she
hurt herself?
Hurt herself, exactly.
She's now the duke.
Omnam Tosfot kan mivim meshim lebenutam shne'emen et kol echad lehagid shlo netkadsha. Okay, Tosfot here argues on Tosfot over there and says, survey them. And if you get a survey of all the family, he has a way out. So therefore, Laban basically made Eliezer's job a little harder. That's it. Or Yitzhak's job harder. It was going to make it hard. He would have to survey the whole, Ram Naharaim.
Find the girl that has no relatives.
The Yoret. Which probably they're all the Yoret anyway. They all ask all these questions over there. And it's really not the same case because Abraham told Eliezer to go to a certain location.
It's fixed.
So they will marry somebody from Canaan. It's not this case is... It was anywhere in the world. So it's really different. Well, that's going to be Yaakov Ben, but it's nice, All right. Very good. Oh, so Tosfot over here, Anin Gittin says another answer. Min haTorah mutar ap leMishel laset kol isha sheyirtzeh mishum sholchim achad harov. We do go after Rov. You can marry anybody you want. Uma shomer Rabbi Yochanan kan she'en mekilin midim Rov. Why are we not? It's a knas mit rabbanan. Because you're an idiot. You appoint a shaliach stam. You do that. Put yourself in risk. Because you did something that was crazy. We're going to make you eat it.
We'll find
it. We're going to make you eat it. Yeah, we'll make you eat it now. That's that. So you have to know if the edict includes these guys.
I can't marry anyone but a Gior.
Right, he's serious. Now what? Now you're really dead.
Well, unless the girl that he wants to marry has no relatives also.
But the Gemara is going to talk about that. Let's say she has no relatives. So the Gemara is
Amar Abba. She has no relatives. She has to have a mother.
No, you're going to see. What do you think the Gemara is going to do? They're not alive.
They're all not alive.
Even she's not alive. Well,
they're all married, let's say.
They were all married. Okay, I guess you have to...
So he's not going to marry a married lady. No, he's not going to go to a lady who's married already.
Yeah, you have to work all that out, I guess. I guess it's
single. If they're married, he's not going there. So we have to... Moshe's point, the Gemara is talking about, there's a way that it could work out. Where if everybody else is covered, and the Shaliyah did not touch this, whatever, you're okay.
She has no sister.
Amar Abba, Umodeh Rabbi Yochanan. Here it is, coming up. The isha she'en la, a lady that has lo bat, she doesn't have a daughter, so we're not worried about that. There was kiddushin to the daughter. The lo bat bat, no granddaughter. The lo bat ben, okay, no. I don't care if she has a ben because that doesn't came up today anything, but in those days. So therefore, I'm not worried about a ben, but I'm worried about a bat ben. There's no granddaughter. The lo em, she doesn't have a mother, so I'm not worried about. The mother-in-law, velo M.M., not a grandmother, velo achot, and not a sister. Rapapi shehaita la achot, and even if she had, let's say, a sister or one of his relatives, but they were married at the time. So if they were married at the time, we know that he didn't give kiddushin to them. So therefore, vinet garsha lehar mikin, and they got divorced, so they were alive, but it doesn't matter. Dehi sharia, because we know that he didn't give kiddushin to those people that were married at the time that he went to the Shalichut. Right. So let's say we have Sarah. And let's say Sarah has a sister, Rachel. And Rachel's married at that time. That's what she has, one sister that's married. So therefore, and nobody, no other relatives, no nobody else. Nobody else alive or whatever, nobody else. Everybody else is married, let's say. So therefore, now what happens, after Shalichah dies, we look at the dates, everything, and then we see that at the time that the Shalichah was dispatched, she was married and subsequently got divorced.
I mean, the get was after the
Shalei
died.
Exactly. So now once he died, so we know that he didn't give a kiddushin to
Rachel.
She was married at the time. So therefore...
Why did they get divorced? What's the difference? Why divorce? What's divorce in the way...
No, because even if she's alive, and he has a sister...
Even if she's not married.
Exactly. There's a way it works. That's the point. As long as she was married during this initial kiddushin. Exactly.
But you're marrying the divorced wife, not the sister.
No, I'm marrying sister. I'm marrying Sarah.
It's the sister.
But I'm concerned. I'm worried that he might marry Rachel. I'm worried about he might marry Rachel, and Rachel's the sister of Sarah. You're not allowed to do that. Oh, so but if she was married...
Oh, you meant it for her because she said I wasn't...
Right, she can come along and say, I never got married. So she's named it for herself.
Now, the sisters, they were married at the time.
Correct, so I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about...
Wait. She didn't have to, because if it's him... That's only in the case where it's Rova Olam. When it's him, she doesn't have to be Ne'emenet. Even if she's not Ne'emenet, maybe she's... Okay, fair. I mean,
there's a chance.
The shaliach who's mikdash somebody.
Oh, the shaliach, yeah.
So the lady that's married, we don't have chashash. That's the one that he was mikdash. If it was great, you hit the lottery. Yeah, the guy got it.
Not getting married.
Right. She doesn't have to have a dude at all. It's just everybody else. Right. Everybody else with the word that their sister.
Ruvin, it's his wife.
Yeah.
The manav shaliach, it's his wife. It's either was his wife or will be his wife now. Anybody else, if it's Ruvin's wife, it's a shenish. That's why they got to deal with the manav shaliach. That's true. All right, now the Gemara explains all this out loud, by the way. My Tama, what's the reason that the lady's permissible even if there was a sister? At the time that he appointed the Shaliyah to go Mekadesh a lady, she was Eshet Ish, the sister. And therefore, he's making sure the things that are in front of him. Don't do something you can't do that you can't do now. Wait for it to die. That wasn't a shilichut. And something that's not in his hands to do. Lo mashveh shaliyah. So even if he did, this is the hadush. Even let's say he did, let's say she did die something before the shaliyah died. Let's say they got divorced before. You're not a shaliyah for that. I did not appoint a shaliyah for this. So it's not even a kiddushin. That kiddushin not even hal.
Wow. So we're saying even if she was divorced before the shaliyah died.
Exactly.
So maybe he gave her a kiddushin.
So what? No kiddushin. You're not my shaliyah for that. When I sent you, she was married.
When he got there, she was married.
I didn't send you to do something that's avon or whatever. So whatever. He actually got her when she died, right? When they got divorced. The shaliyah is hal at the time that I appoint you. I appoint you for whatever is viable right now.
Okay, now he gets to the place, he just got divorced.
I didn't appoint you for the point was for all ladies right now that are that way.
She was married at the time. He couldn't have told her, she was just divorced. You could marry my Mishaleah after the divorce.
We're saying it doesn't matter. We're saying even if he ultimately gives her a kiddushin, and even if it, let's say, turned out she was divorced from before, since at the time of the shlichut,
the kiddushin is not hal.
You're not my shaliyah. No mashvesha. He didn't make a mashvesha for that kiddushin. It's even a step further than what he was saying.
Kiddushin is not hal.
So they don't have to worry about it.
Meaning the shaliyah couldn't have told the girl, you're going to marry my mishaleach after you get divorced?
No. She got divorced already. She got divorced.
By the time he got there,
she was divorced.
But the divorce happened after he sent him.
But the divorce happened after he got appointed. Basically, when he was appointed, he's basically saying, you're my shaliyah to Mekadesh viable girls.
As of now. So that means when he meets the girl, he has to confirm. Just want to confirm.
Okay.
You can just get divorced.
Okay, fine. That's part of it.
That's
part of it. In the hypothetical world, yes, that's part of it. Okay. And that's the hypothetical. Okay. And that's, by the way, the way the Rosh explains it. Okay.
Why do we have to explain it that way? Why can't we just say it simple?
Why
can't we just say that the Gemara is talking about that he died, that the shaliyah died?
We're saying a bigger hadush.
Right. I'm saying, but why are we stretching that?
Because it's emet. Because he's saying, look at the Gemara's rule over here. He's doing something that's in front of him to do at this moment. Something that's not in front of him at that moment, that's what Gemara means. He can't do it. All right. Now, what's the logic of why? I guess the logic you have to say is that a person does not appoint a shaliyah on something that's not yet in front of him because it's like a davar shelo ba'al ha'olam.
Maybe if he knew that this girl was available, so it's a bad girl, he would never do a stam shalichut. I surveyed the world at that time, and I was willing to take the risk. Now you're going to go marry a girl that was not around at the time? I didn't have that girl in mind. Maybe that's just about
Say again.
Meaning when he gave her the shalichut.
He did stam. Yes.
So let's say he knows Brooklyn, he knows every girl in Brooklyn. They're all good in his mind.
Okay.
So now, when he does stam, the shalichut is chal. But if he marries someone that was not available when he did the shalichut, then the Mishaleach could say, I didn't know that girl was in the pot. I didn't know she was a possibility. If I knew she was a possibility,
so, by the way, it's similar to Mashi Lobal Olam. It's Lobal Olam at the time. That's what it is. I didn't know she was available.
No, I'm saying it breaks the shlichut because he gave her a shlichut to marry all available girls. This girl was not available.
The point is,
the shlichut is not a shlichut.
The point is, even though she will be available later, the point is, at this point over here, this girl is lo ba la'olam in the realm of marriage. Right. And therefore, you don't make a shlichut on something that's not ba la'olam.
And a little bit different. He's saying that, what do you call it? He's saying
that. I'm just going to get a little salat to it.
I think that is the seven of lo ba la'olam.
I don't think so. I think it's a little dark, a little different. Because he's saying that, no, it's the guy's covenant. I have these things in mind. I don't think I have these things in mind. I think it's what is the power to give a shaliach. I'm giving the shaliach the power to do whatever I can do right now. I'm not giving him future power. Whatever I can do right now, you could do for me. So mekadesh for me a lady. That's davar shelo ba'olam. Meaning I can't be mekadesh. Right. These things, they're not here. I have the kavanah that they come. I can't, they're not here. So this girl is like, she's not here. So I'm telling the shaliach, mekadesh me a lady. I can't possibly be. I can't give him the power.
No, no power.
Because
it's
she's
even
not
more.
Here.
It's even more. Right, but it's shelo ba la'olam, and therefore the shlichut does not halal.
Because he can't. Even if I have it in kavah, if I have, yeah, you know.
Oh,
what?
For sure.
Yeah, this girl. No, if this girl gets divorced, the mekadesh.
For sure, the Gemara.
That girl was just born.
No, for sure, the Gemara is saying he doesn't have the ability to make a shlichut or such a thing, because bottom line, she's not here yet. She's not here as a
scope of shlichut.
Yeah. I cannot do a shlichut on davar shelo ba la'olam. So that's the Gemara's going to question.
No,
doesn't matter.
If the Mishaleach tells him, as of when you get it, if it comes available.
If he delays his shlichut and says I'm activating as a shaliach in 2 days from now, then maybe at that time she's ba la'olam. But everything is happening in real time now, and therefore at this time now she's not ba la'olam. This girl, because she's married. You're changing the game. If you delay his appointment, maybe yes. So the Gemara is going to question anyway. Who said that this is true, that you cannot make a shaliach for something that's loba? That's the Gemara's next question. Tanan. It's actually our Mishnah. Well, we learned it yesterday. Page 11. Hareni Nazir ve'alai legaleach Nazir. Remember?
Was everything until now to build up to this? Nothing had to do with the Tzidut until now. I'm saying, was that the plan of the Gemara? Like, we started off with Kiddushin just to get to this?
Looks like it. Yeah, we didn't see the word Nazir, correct?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what we're doing. So it seems like it was all set up for this.
That's funny. Yeah, Artsko says it.
Okay.
It says, yeah,
the
Gemara
digresses.
Well,
here we are.
Well, here we are.
Well,
say shit back to the
live
talk.
No problem.
No,
he's saying, yeah.
Talk everything.
They're saying, this rule is going to get derived from our Mishnah. That's why they're doing it.
This is the source. It's going to come. It's coming to us. It's for this. Basically, it's for this. Okay. Yeah. It is for this. But you had no question. We're talking cows. That you had no problem. Cows. Tenan had any Nazir. Remember, we said I'm going to be a nazir and I'm going to pay for the korbanot of another nazir. And he came along and said, nazir. So remember, this is the case where each one said the same thing. Reuven says, I'm going to be a nazir and pay for somebody else's. Another guy says, yeah, I'm you too. I'm going to be a nazir and pay for somebody else. We said, if they're smart, let them just, you know, pay for each other's nazirut. They're not smart, then they have to pay for their own and somebody else's. But if they're smart, let them just give a shlach manot to each other and then they cover themselves. Bishlama batra'a. I understand the second guy that accepted upon himself to be megaleya, he can exempt himself with the korban of the Ishon. Because already when he makes his neder, there's already somebody out there in the world that has a hayuf to pay for korbanot. So therefore, I understand the second guy when he says that I'm going to pay for somebody's korbanot, there's korbanot over there, and then, of course, the first guy made the neder already, so there's a chayuv. Aval kadma'a, o ela kadma'a, mi'ika batra'a kameh, when he made his nezirut, I'm going to pay for somebody else's, so already, lo ba'la olam, which means the second nazir guy was not there at the time. And according to Rabba, which we just said,
to satisfy his neder.
Right, Rabbi said over here that so when he said he only means somebody that's a nazir today, to now. And therefore, since the when the first guy made it, the second guy wasn't around, you got to find somebody that already is
pre-existing
Nazir. Mm-hmm. Was a pre-existing Nazir condition? That's the big question over here. So Gemara comes along and says, Ela hakikama. So the pshat is like this. Imashkachna dehave nazir agalche. So we're changing the case. If I find somebody who was a nazir at the time that I'm about to fulfill my nidir, even if he accepts the nazirut after my nidir, agalchenu.
Moshe's case.
So basically, exactly, he delayed it. He put a delay on it. Let's read again. Im mashkachna dehava nazir. Im imsa mishuhu nazir b'sha'ashani mukhan lekayem et nidri. Right. At the time that I'm about to execute my nidir, if there's somebody out there, by the time he was about to execute his nidir, the second guy already was there. So basically, he put a timer on his, and the same thing over here, which is exactly what Moshe said. Hachen ameh, hachi kamaleh. At the time that you go, when you get there,
if someone is divorced,
if he's divorced, you're my shaliyah at that point to do it. So therefore, in that case over there, it is possible.
You're pushing it out.
So therefore, you can do it. There is a way to do it. There's a way to do it this way.
But it doesn't work if he's not mefadesh. This,
no,
he doesn't say that.
You have to say it, but there's a way to delay it in this way. This way, that's what he said. You have to say that's what he said. So now the question is, if this is the way to do it,
then he
would be problem. He has a problem now. What's the problem? Because he can be mekadesh, the sister, and now you're gonna have a problem mekadeshing. Sarah, because maybe he was really married to
Leah, right.
And now we're back to a problem. If this can happen, we have a problem over there. We're assuming that it can happen. There's no way you can run into a problem. You can't run into a problem if the kiddushin stam was done in this way. So therefore, Leah is a problem that she could be mikudeshin even though she was divorced at the time, because if the shniut takes place at the time of the gets there, so therefore you're back to a problem. So therefore, how could you make a statement that, and even if she was divorced, no problem. There could be a problem. Yabara says, oh. Amri, velo, so we have to change his statement. Velo mashve ine shaliach, ela b'milta de matzeh abid hashta. Like Benny said, you only appoint shlichut for something you could do today, right now, at the time of the shlichut. B'milta de lo matzeh abid lehashta lo mashve. That's the assumption. When you're making a shaliach, I don't put a timer on it. The shliut is done on anything that can be done today. If I can marry that learned today, you're my shofet. If I can't marry today, she's not in the running.
When does he do it? We do.
Oh. So the Gemara says.
Seems like we're concluding it's mechalek between this and Nazirut.
Because it's shaliach. No, isn't that the point?
There you go.
There's a point shaliach works like that, but the guy, regular guy, no.
He can say
it's for later. Exactly. Mashve shaliach.
Fine. That's the chiluk between the nizirut.
Correct. Shlichut. So the Gemara says velo. The Gemara is going to question this. Who said? Tashemang. Ha'omel apotropos shelo. That's the administrator on his assets. Kol nedarim shetedor eshti. Mikan ad she'avo b'makom ploni. All the nedarim that my wife's going to make.
Nedarim.
That's okay. Give it 10 seconds. I have no idea.
Okay.
I didn't know what that mean, by the way.
Yeah, okay,
sure,
right.
You're ahead of me.
It's not. It is Iron Bed, actually.
No,
it is Iron Bed.
It is
what?
It is
Iron Bed.
I looked it up.
But Iron Bed. You got it. What's Iron Bed?
Iron Bed is ab. So thick. It's a thick piece of cake.
Oh yeah, for sure. I got it. It's a cake.
So,
but
guys at a birthday party, Rabbi, the voice is too loud. It's too loud.
See, it's such a crazy. It works.
Yeah, it's too loud. So he's not going to hear. He's not going to hear the neder. So he tells the shaliach, tell my wife that her neder is not during the party. You're in charge of being the.
I get not chalishut anymore. I get chizuk from this. Because it works. It means a guy remembers a story of a crazy guy eating cake, and this is what brings him up.
Yeah, 12 brothers. It's a month ago, whatever. It's more than a month ago, 40, 50 days ago, whatever.
No
it is.
Problem.
Yeah.
40 days ago, 50 days ago? Yeah. All right, very good. Anyway, Tashema Ha'omel Apotrepos Shelo.
Exactly a month ago.
Kol Nedarim Shetidod Eshtim Mikan Ad She'avom Makom Ploni. All the nedarim that my wife makes from the time that I go on the derech until I come back, haferla. You might have to be mefer. Veferla. And the shliach did it. Yachol yu mufarin. Could it work with din shluchu shadam kemoto? And therefore, a guy can appoint a shliach to be mefer his wife. In the Talmud lomar, isha yekimenu veisha yefirenu. The pasuk says veisha. It comes to tell us that not the isha, the husband. The fact that it says isha yekimenu. It could have said Isha yekimenu v'yefirenu. The fact that it says Isha twice, Isha means Ishela, her husband. Devre Rabbi Yoshia v'Rabbi Yonatan omer matzinu mekol makom sheshulocho shel adam kemoto. So he said, no, sheshulocho shel adam kemoto, even by hafarat nedarim smachloket. Ta'ama, ta'ama rachmana Isha yekimenu v'Isha yefirenu. But take away the gizrat the katuv.
It was only Rabbi Yoshia?
The other rabbi. Right. The only reason why the other rabbi holds that you can't do it because you have a gizrat the katuv. And still we say what? That the apotropos can be mefer. Now the Gemara says, but we know the husband, Tanan, let's say he says, that all the nedarim that you make from today until I come back, you kayamim, like he makes a kiyum on it, lo amar klum. Because why? We're choshesh that maybe she's gonna make some crazy neder that's gonna cause him anguish and stuff like that, and it's a kiyum ta'ut. Like, he doesn't know what she's gonna make, so therefore she can make all these type of nederim that are gonna be detrimental to them, and therefore it's a neder b'ta'ut. However, if he says harehu mufarim, the opposite, all the nederim that you make from that till I get back should be mufar. Bili Ezer omer mufar. The Bili Ezer says they can be mufar. Because he never wants his wife to be a nadrani. Therefore, because again, Isha yikimenu, Isha yefirenu. And what does that come and teach us over here? That just like hakama, you need to have the husband know the neder. So Tova Hafara, he has to know the neder. No, in this case, the nadrim are not known yet. Any neder that you make from when I leave until I come back, I want it to be mufar.
But he's saying it himself now with the Shaliyah.
No, we didn't get the Shaliyah yet. We're talking about the guy himself.
Second case.
We're getting to the question yet. There's just a fact. We're setting down the facts to make the question. Again, the deen is any nidareem that a guy says, Mikan va'ad shavu kuploni yukayamim, everybody agrees, la mar klum. Because there could be nidareem over there that are going to be detrimental to him, and therefore, kiyum b'ta'ut is not considered a kiyum, and therefore, no kiyum. The question is, can he do that in hafara? So the Bili Ezer says mufar because he doesn't want his wife to make any nedarim. So therefore, it can always be mufar. And Achamim come along and say eno mufar, and the reason is over here is because just like you cannot be mekim neder, you cannot be mefer neder in such a way. And therefore, they are not mufar. Okay, kasal kadatak. Now we get to the question. We are thinking at this point over there. Ki amar Rabbi Yoshia, when Rabbi Yoshia made his statement, was with the potropos. And what did he say about the apotropos? That he can be mefer his wife's nedarim, but the shaliach cannot. So therefore, alibah de rabbanan, we thought that Rabbi Yoshia is saying his statement according to the opinion of rabbanan. What is the opinion of rabbanan that say lo matzeh mefer? The Rachamim in two lines ago, the Rachamim come along and said that the husband cannot be mefer his nedarim when he goes away, when he's before she says it. And therefore, ilav the amar rachmana isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu. But it sounds like only because she had a pasuk. Now, if you did not have a pasuk, apotropos haba mefer. Now, how could the apotropos be mefer on a neder that was not uttered yet? Ela, you see what? Put the pasuk on the side. That you can appoint the shaliach for matters that are upcoming. When it happens, You'll do it. You'll invoke your shlichut. You just told me, no, God doesn't do that. God doesn't delay his shlichut. But over here, if it wasn't a gizrat the katuv, which of course takes it off the table, but put the gizrat on the side, the Rabbi Yoshia would say that you can. You can tell the shaliach, well, I'm leaving now, and I'm coming back in a month or now. Any neder that my wife makes, when you hear the neder, at that point you are my shaliach to be mefer.
Hold on, Chachamim just said that he himself couldn't do that. The Chachamim said, eno
mefer.
So why would I think the shaliach could?
We're only assuming because it's based on pesukim. But if you didn't have these gezerat katuvs, then everybody would say it would be okay.
No, but the pesukim were only. I thought
both. We have two pesukim. We have a pesukim to tell me you cannot be mefer, and once you cannot be mefer, you cannot be mekim.
Right.
The husband cannot be mekim also when that it was not known to him. Right. Fine, but that's only because of gezerat katuvs. Take away the gezerat katuvs, and it'll work. And how's it going to work? It's going to work with something that Rava said never works. Right. Rava gave us a klal on shlichut. Shlichut never works by delaying the shlichut for something that you can't do now. And everybody reads, you can't be mefer and neder, became a neder before she makes the neder.
Right.
So it must be working that what? I'm activating you when it happens. And the gezerat katuvs says you can't do it. But outside the gezerat katuvs, you would be able to do it. Why would you able to do it? Even, let's assume you never get gezerat katuvs. It still shouldn't work. Right. Just say Rava's rule. And nobody should argue. And Adam is veshaliyah. So Yabra says, V'dilma alivad Rabbi Eliezer de'amar matzi mefer. Who said he was going according to the Rabbanan's opinion? Maybe he was going according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that says matzeh mefer. What does that mean? That Rabbi Eliezer said that the husband has permission to be mefer and neder that the wife is going to make ba'atid. And therefore, since the husband has rights to make the in the future, you would have thought that the shaliach can also do it. And that's why you have a gezerat katuv to say he can't. It's not because it's not because you're making a shlichut in the future. It's because Rabbanan hold. Rabbi Eliezer holds a husband can be mefer his wife's nedarim in the future.
Why isn't that a proof itself right there?
No, because the logic of Rabbi Eliezer is because a person wants to be mefer his wife's. It's true. It didn't come to the world yet. Yeah, it's true. It didn't come to the world yet. I'm reading again. The Gemara says again, "Kasal kadata ki amar bi Yoshiyahu alibad rabanan." Tamei lo matzi mefir. The shitat hachamim b'mishnah b'nimshah bal atzmo enu yachol lafir nimshetidu ishtu ba'atid. Sheidu yachol abal atzmo lafiram. Like Rabbi Eliezer, lama lo limnot shaliyah. Right, that's the point. If I can do it myself, I got to point the shaliyah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need to point the shaliyah. Do it yourself. I mean, what I said again, we talk because he's going to forget whatever. He's going to forget before. That was the one that he would say now. But the point is, before we get to that answer, according to the media, is it, can the guy himself be mefer the darim of his wife? Yes. Even before they were made? Yes. So is there any need to make a shaliyah? No. So therefore, initially we thought when Rabbi Yoshiyah said that a shaliyah cannot do it, well, you're only talking in Hakamim's opinion.
Right.
Because according to the media, is his opinion, there's no need to appoint a shaliyah b'chlal. And therefore, so and that's where the Gemara comes along and says we must be saying it in Rabbi, we must be saying it in
Hakamim.
So the Gemara says, "V'dilma alibad Rabbi the Ezer da Amar matzi mefer." So then the Gemara asks, "Ihachi lama li nishvu yeshaliyah?" Then why would you make a shaliyah if you could do it yourself? And we saw lefer la'ihu, let him do it himself. And then we said, "Kazbar dilma mishtalina." Maybe he's going to forget. Or la takna or metredina. Basically, we're right there before he goes on the road. At that point, he's going to forget to make this condition. So he wants to appoint the shaliach way before, so he has it covered. That when I travel, whenever that is, so I'm not preoccupied. I'm not angry, and I'm not. So therefore, even according to the media, is there's a need for a
shaliach.
Good. So let's go back. Let's speak this out. We just took place because we're done. What took place over here was Rabbi made a new statement. Rabbi's new statement was a guy does not appoint a shaliyah for a later time. He appoints shlichut for something he can do now and not something for a later time. And what does that benefit us? That benefits us that even if the lady who was eventually got divorced at the time that the shaliyah got there, it's not going to bother him because bottom line, that's something that happens later on and the shlichut is not activated later on. It's activated at this time, and at this time she was divorced, therefore there's no shlichut for that divorced lady. But that's the last statement. The Gemara says, you see, according to Rav Yoshiyah says that were not for a pasuk that we had, we would be allowed to appoint the shaliyah to be mefer, future nidarim of a of a wife that before she even made them. And the only way to do that is she has to make the neder first. So you see, you can make a shaliyah even for
future.
The future. And we're assuming that what? It's going in hachamim, shita, the halakha is like hachamim.
He can't do it himself.
That he can't do it himself, and that's why he would have to appoint a shaliyah. And the Gemara says, no, it's going according to the Bidi Ezer. Okay, for Bidi Ezer, then why does he have to even appoint Aisha in the first place? No, because you need, he might forget, whatever it is. But the point is, but according to Hakamim, we never have Rabbi Yoshiah's deen. And therefore, it doesn't even start, even without a pasuk, you would not be able to do it. Because bottom line, you cannot appoint the shaliyah for something that's later on. Which means, in the Bili Ezer, we have to discuss it. It's something that he could do, so therefore, for sure, it's something a shaliyah could do in the Darim.
Right.
But according to Hakamim, it's a non-starter.
According to Hakamim, he can't do it himself.
Therefore, you can't appoint the shaliyah for something that's later on, which is exactly like Rabbah.
Right.
Basically, we're putting Rabbah like the Hakamim.
Right.
We thought that the Hakamim were against Rabbah. Because if you put Rabbi Yoshiah with Hakamim, that means they're going against Rabbah's principle.
Right.
But if you put Rabbi Yoshiah with the Bidi Ezer, the Hakamim could agree with Rabbah's principle that what? You don't appoint the Shia, therefore you can't do it. It's very simple. Nothing to do with Pesukim.
I mean, Pesukim are for himself, not Hakamim, for Shalichut.
Right, the Hakamim for himself, but for Shalichut.
You wouldn't be able to do it. You don't need a Pesukim.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And then
we thought that it's for Hakamim in the sense that because the Hakamim are coming along to say that he can't do it, so that's why you would need to send a shaliyah. But Rabbi Eliezer, there's no need.
The guys who knocked out both of them.
That's
but
right.
You don't have to say that.
That's right.
So Rabbi Eliezer is the one that they'll teach you that that's in terms right. of, and really Hakamim are.
Hakamim, you don't need a pasuk for that. Just shaliyah doesn't work that way. That's the way we're coming out. Let's just read if we have something on the side over here. That's straightforward. Okay. Yachi de matzim efer sabar hay ba'azo sechel efer kar. Right. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. One more Mishnah. We just got to get to Mishnah to Mishnah. Very good. Hare ala legalei chatzi nazir. Okay. What does he want to do? He wants to pay for half the korbanot. Veshama chaveru v'amar v'ani alai legalei chatzi nazir. And the guy came along and said, "Yeah, me too." Zeh megaleach nazir shalem, v'zeh megaleach nazir shalem. Look at that. There's no such thing as chatzi nazir, and therefore, basically, they got to pay for the whole thing. They're ready to be meir. V'chemim omrim, zeh megaleach chatzi nazir. You can't do it.
Even though from the Torah, you have to do full.
Well, he's paying for it. I'll pay for half.
I'm going to give.
So the question is, why can't you pay for half? That's the question. Going to be meir, but I got to pay for whole.
Right.
So the Gemara says. What's the machloket? Amar Ava, Hakol Modim Kol Hechad Amar Chatzi Korbanot Nazir Alai. Then for sure, which is the word Korbanot? Chatzi Korban Mighty. Or if you said Korbanot Chatzi Nazir, which is no such thing as Chatzi Nazir, Kule Korban Ba'etuya. You have to do everything. There's certain languages that are obvious. If you say Chatzi Korbanot of a Nazir, you bring half of the Korbanot of a Nazir. If you come along and say I'm bringing Korbanot of a Chatzi Nazir.
There's no such thing as
Chatzi Nazir. You bring Korban Nazir.
That's not Chav at all.
No, it's Chav.
It's Chav. It's everything.
It's Chav everything.
Chatzi Nazir is a full Nazir.
Sorry.
So then, so therefore, yeah. Korban Chatzi Nazir, called the Korban Ba'eti. Why? Umay Ta'ama. Yeah, lo shkan nizirut debalga. There's no such thing as a debalga. And therefore, you can say that. But if you have to say that, but
he's a full nazir.
Right, like we said, Yom Ha'ad even.
Yeah, cases where someone says
something. Yom Ha'ad is already a new nazir. V'chi pelig. So where's the argument? V'lishnat d'matnitim pelig. Machlok is what's the lashon of the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir Savad Kevan Da'amar Hare Alai Echayev Akule Korban Nazirut. So when he's breaking the words, like, Hare Alai. That's it. Hare Alai, you're done. V'chi Amar Chatzi Nazirut. So that's as if he's trying to whistle out to my half.
We dismissed that.
Lav kol kamineh. You came if I tell you your last words. So basically, if it's like two amirot, Hare Alai, comma, Chatzi Nazirut. Too late. Hare Alai Nazirut is done. V'rabanan Sabri, Nadar, O Nedru Petach Imoh. Like we learned many times. It's also one statement. It's a retraction. He's making a neder. I want to pay for
Nezirut over there. But the Chelek Sheni is coming out to say that it's only for after Korbanot. It's as if he was saying, it's one statement, basically. It's a perush, this first statement. That what I meant when I said, Allah, you should know, it means only this. It's a question, it's two statements or one statement. I have a right to define what I meant.
Right.
So when I said, Allah, let me talk.
He's getting rid of half in this one. Right. He's not getting rid of the whole thing.
Of course not.
Right. That's like the case we had when the guy said, Tumurat, Tumurat, Allah, Tumurat, Shalom, Imalai. Then they said, well, the Rebbe said, no, it's only Tumurat. It's a Rebbe here and a
Rebbe. Talking to the Rebbe. Talking to the Rebbe. Talking to the
Rebbe. So now, that's it. Look at the Mepharesh over here. The Mepharesh just says over here. Okay, look at it over here. Straight on Amar Abach, he got seen. Look, we have this over here. Look at the Bimeir Sober. You see the Bimeir Sober? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 lines before they get wide. The Bimeir Sober, Keban the Marera Alai, Negalaya. הכל לקורבן נזירות, הוא מפטר בנזיר בהי קורבן נזירות, והי דהדר, then he retracted and said, ואמר חצי נזירות, מהדר הוא דקה בעה, ולב כל קומיני, ולבנן צברי, לדרו פתחו אמוהו, ולא מפטר נזיר בקורבנותיו דהאח, ושניהם מי הקורבן אחד בהי אתויס. Now he's saying, that's what it was about. This Mishnah is not as simple as it is. Because if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, he said, So therefore, the first lean is, according to the Bimeir, each one of three Megaleich a full Nazir. And according to the Bimeir, it sounds like They could split it. There's something working over here.
So if we go back to Daf Tet, right, Rabbi? So we had the guy say Harini Nazir from figs, right? So Rabbi Meir said it was three way machlokes. Rabbi Meir said no, he did it like this. He made a Nazir. He tried to retract it. It he gets it. Then we had another shita.
That was
Rabbi Meir, right? Kodesh can't retract. Right. Then was another says no, it's nothing, right?
You weren't Nodeh Kelashona
Nodrim. And then there was a third shita that she's Osir for figs. It's Lashon
Medir. That's Rabbi Yehuda.
So it sounds like this Chachamim is Rabbi Yehuda. Because he's saying, no. He said, you're right. Le Galeach. But what? This is not okay. It's Chatzin Nazir. Oh, no. So we're going to say that it's a Nedir for him to be Megaleach Chatzin Nazir. You know, like it kind of fits that one.
It's not for the full Nazirut.
It's for what you said.
You said figs.
So you're also going to say figs.
Let's read this Mepharesh again. Because this Mepharesh is definitely saying something significant over here. Look at the Mepharesh from the beginning. Hakol Modim. Hakigatzin. Hakol Modim. Kol Hechad Amar Hatzi Korbanot Nazir Alai.
Okay.
Hatzi Korbanot. Everybody agrees. No, Vechud, eh? Because that's not the Vechud, eh? But if he says, I want to bring the Korbanot of a Nazir, what was the second statement? The second statement is, Korbanot Hatzi Nazir Alai. There's no such thing as Hatzi Nazir. So he has to bring all the Korbanot. And that's the vechule. Vechule, kule korban ba'el atuye. My ta'ama, the halo ashkan nezirut de palga. We don't find the hip in nezirut. Ki peligi, where's the machloket? Belishna de matnitin. Hecha de amar hare alai le galaya. The Rabbi Meir sabar kevan de amar hare alai le galaya. Echayev a kule korban nazir. Hare alai. Finished. He's hayab a full. Behai dehadar amar chatzi nazir lav kol kemine. He's not believed to retract. The rabbanan sabre kol ki agavna neder upetcho imohu. And basically, what is he saying? Nedro upetcho. Basically, I said what I hold, but I didn't mean hold. I meant half. But uben chinehem between both guys, because two guys did this. Bivim korban de neder ehad. Beautiful. That's output. That's what we need. Between both of them, they can. You bring half of his korban, and I'll bring half, and we finish it. Beika sefanim de lo katab beuhach amar rabah. Okay, this is a different Gersa.
Do we have
Hachman? No, that's in the Gersa that he brings over here. If you just finish this up over here.
Rava is the one who says a combo. This is all a statement of Rava.
Right, he brings the Gersa that we just read, by the way. Okay, that's a separate question. No, we have it exactly like this. The Gersa that he brings in the book is the same. Yes, he has a question on the second Gesad in the Farish, and he says,
just going, that means it must be what I said at the beginning.
Straight up, straight up. So let's review this daf now in Zichrut.